Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always just an absolute pleasure to have this guy on, a mentor to me, a guy I've been looking up to for a long time. He's America's mayor. He brought us back from the attack on 9/11 like nobody else could have. It's, of course, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. I'm very good, Pags. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you didn't know I was going to bring this up, but I'm going to. We just saw each other at Mar-a-Lago, and you were gracious enough to take a picture. I tell the story of what you said. I said, Rudy, can I get a picture? And you, straight-faced as possible, said no. And I went, come on, man. And then we took a nice, beautiful picture, of course. And then you met my mother, who hasn't washed her face since because, you know, you gave her, I think you gave her a kiss on the forehead or something. But you could not have been nicer. Wonderful. Rudy, it was great to see you.
It was great to see you too, thanks. So, really great to see you.
So we're there, and it's funny because you looked at me, you said, this week I want to be on your show talking about this issue. And then Maria went, oh, he's too busy. He can't do this week. But I'm glad that we had the opportunity to sit down because, Rudy, for my money, and I think you agree, I know you agree, you have been vindicated since day one after the 2020 election. You have said there was fraud. You've got hundreds of affidavits proving there was fraud, and these courts just wouldn't take the case. And when you sit down and watch 2,000 Mules, it's above reproach, isn't it? There's verifiable proof something very wrong happened on that November day.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen yet a, let's call it a technological or scientific refutation of it. They say things like it's false, it's phony, it's exaggerated. However, they don't point out how any one of the single analysis that they did is incorrect. So it's very simple. I mean, very simple, very hard. They were able to trace the cell phones of the people who were depositing the ballots because the cell phones leave behind a trail called pings. They exist for about 4 years. So, for example, let's take Philadelphia. Some guy gets paid $500. For $500, he starts at 1 o'clock in the morning. He gets about 4,000 or 5,000 ballots. And he goes to 20 different drop boxes, most of them paid for by Zuckerberg, and almost all of them put only in Democratic areas. And he puts 20, 30, 40, 50 ballots in the drop box. Those ballots could be anything. Maybe they're legitimate. I don't know if they were legitimate, why you do it that way. Or maybe those are the ballots that they made up in order to make up for the 800,000 deficit they had when they started all this cheating. But in any event, he stuffs 20 or 30 ballots in, then he moves on to the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. And you have a trail that is a technological trail. Then in 3 of the 5 states in which they did it, they had surveillance cameras. The state did. So they went back and got the surveillance cameras to match it to the technological trail. And now you see pictures of guys getting out of their car in hoodies, ballots coming out of their who knows what, falling all over the place.
Right.
They're picking them up. They're looking around like, God forbid somebody should see me. Then they go over to the Zuckerberg box. They open it up and they just stuff them in.
And Rudy, it's like a 3.
They push him in hard.
It's at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not like, you know, somebody got off of work and said, "Let me drop my ballot off." They've got dozens of ballots. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. They're shielding their identity. Some of them are wearing gloves. They're taking cell phone pictures to prove to whoever it is that's paying them that they actually put the ballots in the box. Again, the fact checks, as you said, are you're exactly right. They said partially false. Technology not used right. They couldn't really, you know, bring up any issues whatsoever with the technology. Go ahead.
You know how you can check it? You go do it yourself.
Right.
You could buy you could buy a limited number of those geo tracking, and you could go recreate it yourself. And you could say no, they were wrong. There wasn't a Zuckerberg box there. It was in front of a movie theater, or it was in front of a house of prostitution, or it was in front of a. You haven't heard a single one like that. Nor have you heard any refutation of the film. I mean, the wearing of the gloves only happened after a person in Arizona was caught doing that through fingerprints. Within 2 days of that, they're all wearing gloves.
And the people that were wearing gloves, that I believe was for the runoff races for Senate in Georgia, which happened after Election Day when they found out what you just said. Somebody was caught by fingerprints. Now they're wearing gloves. They're throwing the gloves away in the garbage pail. They never even knew it was there. I mean, the whole thing was so set up and it was so easily spelled out. Now, let me ask you this. And by the way, he's an incredible talk show. Let's go to Rudy's. What is it? It's Rudy's Common Sense, but it's not rudyscommonsense.com anymore. RudyGiulianiCS.com. RudyGiulianiCS.com. That's the website. See every video podcast he does. Listen to his radio show that's expanding now to other cities. He's an amazing talk show host and, of course, America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. What we saw in that video was that people were tipped off on how others were being caught. But here's a question that I know you know the answer to. Courts already are saying that geo-tracking is acceptable. Wasn't it John Roberts in the Supreme Court who said this technology is good technology?
We've convicted people based on it. Of course it's good technology.
Then how do you question it?
It's perfect technology. I mean, the only thing, and you can test it. You can go back and redo it. I mean, you can go back and if somebody's making it up, you can prove that in a second. Just do one trail. Take one guy that did 20 in a night and go reproduce it and see if it's accurate. I mean, the reality is, and then remember, they only did people who did 10 or more stops because they didn't want, maybe the person did one or two stops and then they went to a bar or something like that. So just based on that, Trump won Pennsylvania by 270,000 votes.
Amazing.
So we have a man yesterday who was nominated, biggest win in Pennsylvania among Republicans. This man was, he was tortured. He was the first person to give us a hearing. When we were certain that the courts were going to do, we don't want anything to do with this. We won't listen to a witness, which is absurd. I've brought many, many motions for temporary restraining orders. They always listen to the witnesses. They may throw you out. They may tell you the witnesses are lying.
Right.
But they don't not give you a chance to put your witnesses on. No court would give us a chance to put on a single witness. And I know why. Because if you saw one live human being explain what I just said, people, country go crazy. A live human being, we put the little lady on from Michigan who was taught how to take phony ballots and attach them to phony registrations. Like that.
Was that the one that we saw in front of the state legislature? She was amazing.
The one who started crying because they were abusing her. In fact, the state legislator who did it got actually sanctioned for it. They abused the poor woman.
Right.
Another, the one after her lost her job. You have no idea what these people have done to people. I mean, they've ruined law careers. They've ruined people's lives. I mean, this is a group of gangsters. Now, and this had to be an organized operation, Pags. I mean, you think about it. We got five different cities, and they're all doing the same thing.
I'm with you. And you and I have talked about this, and the movie exposes this. It's Rudy Giuliani, by the way. RudyGiulianiCS.com. Go and check out his incredible show. We know that these were so-called nonprofits. We know that Zuckerberg paid almost $500 million to steal this election away from Trump and give it to Biden. Why can't we connect the dots now? My mother, who was sitting next to me, I brought her for her birthday, and the one person she wanted to meet was you. So thank you for taking the time. She asked me during the movie, Joey, and only... Rudy, only she can call me Joey. I'm just going to put it out there. Joey, why isn't anybody in jail yet? I don't understand why nobody is being held accountable. What's the answer to that, Rudy? Is there an answer? Somebody should be held accountable.
Yeah, there is an answer to it. It's a terrible answer. We have a corrupt criminal justice system. That's the answer to it. We have a corrupt FBI and a corrupt Justice Department. I mean, the things that I brought to them, even before the hard drive, way back in February of 2018, would have put any American in jail, except Joe Biden. There were straight out documents proving millions of dollars in money laundering, some of it including the sitting vice president. There was a bribery case where you had everything you needed, videotape, audio tape, financial transactions, and five witnesses who the crooked ambassador in Ukraine would not allow to come to the United States. There's also indication of offshore bank accounts, which the Treasury Department will not disclose to the Ukrainian police, including the one under Mnuchin. in other words, Donald Trump's Treasury Department would not allow access to offshore bank accounts that witnesses in Ukraine said was used to deposit money for then Vice President Biden.
Instead, they attacked you. So let me ask you this. You were the Southern District of New York U.S. attorney. You worked hand in hand with the FBI. You took down the mob, all five families, because you were working hand in hand with the DOJ. When did it get politicized, Rudy? When did this become a far left wing radical Democrat? Was it under Obama? When did this happen?
It happened long after I left. I tell you, I mean, even after I left, I had a lot of dealings with the United States Attorney's Office. I was elected. This is very, very strange. I was elected 6 years ago, G-Man of the Year.
Wow.
I was elected as the private citizen who did the most to help the FBI. Isn't that strange?
And now you're persona non grata. Doesn't make any sense.
I don't think with the regular agents, Pags.
No, I agree with you.
I think it's the top crooked politician.
You and I agree wholeheartedly. But when you've got Merrick Garland out there targeting as domestic terrorists parents who go to school board meetings, and they're ignoring all the evidence presented by True the Vote, by you, by Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, the FBI should be salivating over what they see in this movie and just rounding people up. And Rudy, they're not doing anything.
Right in front of their eyes every night, about 10 miles away from the Justice Department, there are federal crimes being committed against Supreme Court justices. You cannot demonstrate in front of the home of a judge while a judge is considering a case.
Of course not. It's intimidation.
It's a federal felony. It is going on in the open within 10 miles of the Attorney General's office and 10 miles of the FBI office. And it's a damn disgrace. Meanwhile, they've got people sitting in prison from January 6th who didn't hurt anybody, didn't harm anybody. Probably some of them invited in.
Right.
They have no idea why they're even sitting there. And in New York, we let murderers go free. And
it's
we got
stunning.
These people sitting there for 18 months. I mean, some of them, one guy committed suicide. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with these people? How could they have become so evil?
So how do we fix it? We have to get a Republican back in office. If Trump decides to run again, we get him back in office. But this time, he's got a clean house, Rudy. Last time, he kept a lot of these people in the swamp. Maybe he didn't know that they were swamp monsters. Maybe they were very tricky.
Right. Yeah, 100% right. I mean, I was there with him, and I knew better than he did how bad it was.
Right.
But I didn't know how bad it was. I will tell you right now, I was fooled constantly. If I said the things I'm saying to you now 5 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
I would check myself into an insane asylum.
Well, I can understand
Giuliani,
that.
You're nuts. There's no deep state. There's no, how could Brennan and Clapper be that corrupt? I mean, they accuse me of being a Russian agent. There's a much better chance they are than I am.
Rudy, they accuse you of being a Russian agent, and some of these idiots like Adam Schiff are still sitting on committees, and their chairman, this Eric Swalwell, who dated a Chinese spy for 5 years, they're still sitting on committees making judgments against you and me. It's Rudy Giuliani. Go to RudyGiulianiCS.com. Check out everything he does. Find his radio show if it's near you. If not, go to WABC New York and listen to it. So let me finish up this way. I want to go back to voting. People this November, and we just saw some great primaries, and Doug Mastriano did great in Pennsylvania. I want to have him on, by the way.
You should. You're going to love him. I mean,
what he pulled off, nobody expected him to pull that off.
Do you know he wrote one of the best histories of Gettysburg?
I did not.
Yeah, he's quite an intellectual also.
Well, I love that. I'm going to have him on, and I want to get into exactly what it was and what it takes to win back that state, which I still believe Pennsylvania is a red state, but it was stolen in 2020. So heading into the 2022 midterm elections, a lot of people still call my show. They might even call your show and contact you, Rudy. And they say, I'm a conservative. I'm afraid my vote's not going to count. Why the hell should I vote? Seeing what we see in 2,000 Mules, knowing what you've exposed for 2+ years now, how can people feel confident that their vote's going to count this November? Are we going to get rid of the Zuckerberg boxes? Is that going to be deemed illegal, which they are? What are we going to do?
In many states, they're no longer being used.
Okay.
So they're out. For example, in Atlanta, they've been limited dramatically, both in time and in placement. And I think now seeing what Dinesh was able to do and Katherine Engelberg, there's going to be a lot more fear.
Yeah.
I mean, they had no idea those cameras were there. Those were Those were just regular, you know, cameras that were there for general purposes, and it happened to catch them.
Right.
Just the same way they got caught in the arena in Georgia, which they talked their way out of. But that's a straight out and out theft of about 30,000 votes. It's nothing else but that. And the Secretary of State could actually be one of the biggest liars in America, Ratzenberger.
Right.
He's the one who told us it was a perfect election. Well, John Solomon did an FOIA request, and 2 weeks ago he got a report that Ratzenberger has had since the seventh day of the election by a person he employed that told him basically that the election was a joke.
Wow.
That there were so many improprieties and irregularities that it would be hard to figure out where to start. So that guy covered that up for months and went around saying it was a perfect election, including to the President of the United States. I'd like to know why the hell he did that. I just don't think he did it for the fun of it.
Well, why is the question? So is the insinuation that he just didn't like Trump? Are we insinuating that he's part of a bigger scheme that enriched him somehow? I mean, what do you think in your heart of hearts is the reason why these so-called Republicans keep doing this?
Well, I don't think I can tell you what I think about that. But okay. I can tell you as a prosecutor, I would investigate it and I'd have a pretty good hypothesis.
Well, sit down with him. We'll sit down and have dinner some night. And you can tell me then. I won't record
about
it.
Him and Kemp, who how he is leading, how any Republican could vote for Kemp. He ruined our party, that guy. And the reason we lost the Senate election had nothing to do with Trump. It's the cheating he allowed in the Senate election.
Absolutely.
And the deal that made it possible is the deal that Ratzenberger and Kemp made with the Democrats and with Dominion, which, by the way, Kemp's chief of staff now works for Dominion.
Come on, Rudy. I mean, if you were still
from New York.
If you were still the U.S. attorney, if you were still the U.S. attorney, you'd be bringing up charges, grand juries, and everybody.
This has been over a year ago.
Rudy, I love what you do for the country. Thank you so much for your friendship. Thank you so much for you know, greeting my mother the way that you did the other night. Let's do this again very soon, because as we get closer to the election, we want to keep on informing people of what's going on. Okay.
Yeah, please, if you're in Atlanta, do not vote for Kemp. You're going to be in for another four terrible, terrible, crooked years.
A lot of people watching and listening in that area. Rudy, thanks a million. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
All right, we're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.